This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Smart Investing. These are difficult times for investors. You buy stocks, sell stocks, put everything in cash. Brent Wilsey has been in the financial field for over 40 years, and he's seen it all. Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan for financial information you can use. What's the most cash you've ever had, like, in your wallet at one time? Like, what's the maximum amount of cash?
Like, in my wallet?
You've ever been carrying on you, on your person.
Probably, like, $5,000.
$5,000?
Yeah, cash. And I think what I had to do, it was, like, I was getting a new apartment or something, and it was back in my younger days where, like,
they didn't trust you with a check.
Yeah, it was something like that. And I had to go cash, like, a paycheck and then get, you know, take it to the bank or something. But I remember being, I had a fat-ass envelope and was like, oh, God. Oh, I did not like the feeling of, I don't carry a ton of cash on me.
No, I mean, rarely.
Well, you can't even, you can't even use it now. Like, you try to get cash.
They're like, credit cards only, please. We don't want cash.
I've got $33.
33 right now.
In a pinch.
Yeah, I've never had $5,000 in cash.
In hand.
I won a jackpot at a video poker machine in Vegas once, actually two back-to-back, and I had like $1,500. And I thought that was pretty cool in cash.
That's pretty baller.
Back when I was in college at that time. Paul, what's the most cash? I mean, you're at a cash business. You got cash tips. What's the most cash you've ever had on your person?
Yeah, I definitely have some money on me when I'm driving around at night. I don't want to really say even a range of how much money I have on me at the time.
Can you give everyone your license plate so that if they see you, they could stop you to say hello?
Yeah, exactly. No,
you're social?
I had a similar experience to Woods. I'd say $2,000 or $3,000. It was something like cashing, you know, like a severance check or something that you had in cash and you couldn't take it to the bank. I don't know. Something like that. I do remember having, you know, about $2,000 and yeah, terrified, sweating the entire time home or to the bank or wherever you're going. You're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
It's a great feeling.
It is. It's nice to have a little
cash. Cash is awesome. Speaking of cash, you can win some and you can lose some. We'll get to our fambling picks right after this check of traffic at 97.3 The Fan. Here's Vicky Pepper. Got some great guests. Got some great guests coming up. Kirby Yates, top of the hour, just ahead at 7 o'clock. But right now, we brought it back for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Fake Gambling with Ben and Woods and Paul. It is called Fambling. We're just picking the two games this week against the spread. Woods, the number that we have that we are making our selections, 3 points in both games. Packers by 3 in the NFC Championship over the Tampa Bay Bucks, and the Chiefs, 3-point favorites over the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game, which is very interesting because they say, now this is COVID, so not as many fans in the stands, but they say home field advantage is worth 3. So essentially, they're telling us that both games,
pick'ems,
are completely even in terms of the matchup. If the games were in Buffalo and in Tampa, presumably those teams would be favored by 3 in the game. So you've got dead even matchups according to the odds makers for championship week. Can't get better than that.
No, I'm absolutely looking forward to both of these games. Both on Sunday, first game, Tampa Bay at Green Bay, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Okay, so this is the hard part for me. Last week I got on the air and I picked, it was a late pick for me. I picked it on the air. I did not put my money on it until the day of. But I said on the air, you're really going to give Tom Brady of how many Super Bowl rings? 6, 7, whatever he's got, playoff battle tested. You're going to give Tom Brady points against Drew Brees. Okay, I'm going to take Tom Brady. I have to go back on that today because you're
getting points.
You're still giving Tom Brady points, but I'm rolling with the guy who got me there all year, and that's Aaron Rodgers. I'm taking the Packers -3, and I think they win this one.
I've seen a lot written about Aaron Rodgers' failures in NFC Championship games. Has not played his best. Tom Brady's successes in championship games, his experience in them. He's played in what now is going to be his 10th championship game between the Patriots. Now, this year, with the Tampa Bay Bucks, but the theme, Woods, for my Fambling selections, past performance does not always guarantee future success.
Correct.
I think we sometimes get too caught up. What did Aaron Rodgers do 9 years ago in the championship game? How is that relevant to how he's playing now and what's going to happen? Yeah, we don't have a lot of other information to base it on. I'm going on who's playing better this season, who's got the better team, who seems hotter. And last week, well, yes, the Tampa Bay Bucks surprised me and got it done. Drew Brees was playing, as we found out later from his wife, with the torn rotator cuff. He wasn't good. Threw three interceptions. I don't think that's going to happen to Aaron Rodgers. Tampa Bay is going to have to play out of their minds on the road in Green Bay to win this game. I don't see it happening. I think the Green Bay Packers win, cover the 3 points. I agree with you, Woods. I'm taking the Pack as my family selection in the NFC Championship game.
I am also taking the Packers. Paulie Reindl, if you are laying money on this game, are you going to be a contrarian or are you going chalk with your boys here?
I'm going chalk. Go Pack, go.
Go Pack, go, man. I really hope that they take it to them. In the next game, same day on Sunday, 6:40 p.m., we've got the Buffalo Bills at Kansas City. If I got to pick a lock of the week like I did last week when I took the Packers as my lock of the week, this is my lock of the week. I think the Chiefs are going to I think they're going to impose their will on the Buffalo Bills. I like the Bills. It would be great if they won. It's cool. I like Josh Allen a lot. Patrick Mahomes has been there. He's won a Super Bowl. I think they're going to dominate. So yeah, I'm laying the three. Easy.
What's my theme for this year's picks for the championship?
Past performance.
Past performance does not equal future success. Yet last year, the Chiefs were the best team. They won the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes was fantastic. They've been good this year. They haven't been great. They've been challenged at almost every turn, including last week when they could have easily lost to the Cleveland Browns. You know who the best team in the AFC is? History does makes you think that they're not, because they've got a lot of negative history. They've got 25 years of failure, of being at the bottom of the division. They've got 4 Super Bowl losses in a row.
Yep.
That it's clouding everyone's going, oh, the Bills can't do that. They've got all this history. Past performance does not play a factor into what's going to happen on Sunday. I think the Bills are the best team. I think they're going to win outright.
Look at you.
So I will take the Buffalo Bills. I will take the 3 points
on
the road at Kansas City. And I'm going to go with Josh Allen to take his team to the Super Bowl. That is my pick in the AFC Championship game. Pauly?
I am taking Kansas City.
Kansas City.
I like Josh Allen. I like Patrick Mahomes a little bit more.
Yep.
Agreement on the first game. You two agree on the second game. I'm on an island by myself going with the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It does look like Patrick Mahomes is going to play. There is still the possibility that some doc goes, I don't know if you can still see straight. It's going to be Chad Henne starting that game.
And now, that will make me
panic.
That will
change
a little bit. You will see me hedge a bet faster than any human being alive.
I'm betting on the Bills, though, with the full assumption that Patrick Mahomes will be playing and will be playing reasonably well for the Chiefs. I still think the Bills can win that game.
What got me last week was just the creativity of Andy Reid. And, you know, the Bills have already come out this week and said, you know, when you're playing the Chiefs and if Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, who do you key on? They have so many weapons. You know, their running game is good. Patrick Mahomes is obviously incredible. If he's at full strength, I think this one's going to be a laugher. I really do. Sorry.
By the way, speaking to the Packers, you saw yesterday that former Packers executive Ted Thompson passed away at the age of 68. He was the man, of course, responsible for drafting Aaron Rodgers when the Packers already had Brett Favre as their quarterback. And Andrew Brandt, who was also an executive with Green Bay at the time, he tweeted something yesterday, and it made me queasy. He said the booing, because they were doing it. They had a big, like, Packers fans in the stadium for the draft experience that day. And when they announced the pick of Aaron Rodgers, remember he fell to the bottom of the round?
Oh, yeah.
The booing by the Packers fans, Andrew Brandt said, shook his soul.
Oh, my.
How mad they were about that selection of Aaron Rodgers.
Wow.
Worked out okay.
Worked out okay.
I mean, in the long run.
And then, you know, when they took who's the kid? Jordan Love.
This year.
The same thing that happened to Brett Favre when they took Aaron Rodgers, and Brett wasn't happy. Aaron wasn't happy. And it's weird how that cycle has gone. I just, man, I look at him and his career, his great career, and I just feel like one more for him really, really locks it in. I mean, he's locked in. He's a blast to watch. I don't know why I've come full circle on that guy. He really kind of rubbed me the wrong way for a lot of years. And for some reason, this year I watched their opening game, and that dude looked refreshed. He looked like he was having fun. And then you just watch and you think about the great ones at any job, in any profession, the ones that make it look so freaking easy. That's the guy I like. He's so good, and he makes it look so easy.
Ben Woods with you. Kirby Yates joining us in 10 minutes at the top of the hour. You once told a story, Woods, when you used to work in sales.
Yep.
About how you would pick your moments to drop your contracts when you locked one in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you used to do it? I mean, you wouldn't just, hey, I just got one. You just wouldn't turn it right in right away.
Oh, yeah.
You'd
my
wait for
my
maximum
trick?
Maximum effect.
Yeah, maximum effect. So I learned this from a guy that was my mentor. So the first day I'm in radio sales, they paired us with mentors. And my guy was the only guy that all the other mentors came over. They sat. They showed you how to make calls and chart this and how to prospect. My guy walks up to me. He remains one of my best friends to this day. I talk to him every single day. His name's Mark Bauman. And he says to me, he goes, hey, listen, I don't have time for any of this. I want you to meet me at P.F. Chang's at noon down the street. Okay, I'll tell you everything you need to know. And I went, okay. So I was left to my own devices for the first half of the day. So I meet him at lunch. He goes, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to tell you how to do this thing here. He goes, if you close a deal, he goes, you always want to turn in an order on Friday, and you want to turn one in on Monday. All right, maybe late Monday. He goes, that way you're skating the whole rest of the week. Nobody can question what you're doing. Oh, Woods, he already turned an order in on Monday. And then Friday, while everyone else thinking about it, he goes, even if you close it on Wednesday, keep it in your drawer. Turn it in on Friday. Make you look like you've been working all week.
You don't want
people
to say, what have you been doing all week?
Exactly right. So turn in an order
you
on Monday.
You turn in two on Wednesday, and then Friday gets around. It's like, Woods, he didn't do anything last week.
That's exactly right. So turn in one Monday, turn in one Friday. It's called gaming the system, managing your managers. We almost wrote a book called Managing Your Managers. We literally had an outline for it.
All right. Well, I am not someone who has ever been able to play that game. And unfortunately, I think you phrased it well. I may be a victim of my own competence.
Oh, my God, you guys.
You remember last month when I was given the privilege, let's call it.
The assignment.
Of reporting on holiday decorations at ABC 10 News.
He's
weekly
the,
live shots.
He is the sports director.
Fun neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And, you know, get to go and really highlight the best of San Diego County's holiday traditions out there.
Yep.
Things went well. People enjoyed those segments. My bosses enjoyed those segments. And now there is talk about continuing that. But Christmas is still, it's like 12 months away. We're just starting the year. We can't do Christmas lights. Well, they said there's other holidays coming up that we can do, you know, holiday traditions. And I go, uh-oh, this is problematic. I did not anticipate being so successful on this.
So yesterday, Ben tells me about the email that he got from his boss. And I go, what does this mean? Like, what is he going to have you do? And I said, are you going to have to do, like, Valentine's Day features and stuff? And he goes, Ben looked at me. You know, it was actually like a look of panic. And he goes, I don't know. I go, well, here's what I would like you to do. Just in preparation, why don't you go home tonight and why don't you write us one? I have not heard it yet. Paulie has heard it. I haven't heard it.
Oh, boy.
This is basically the, we're not the Wayback Machine. This is the Fast Forward Machine.
Thanks, Kim. We're here at the Scripps Ranch home of Greg McHale and his fiancée McKenna to learn more about some of their special Valentine's Day traditions. As you can see on the table behind me, there's a card. Looks like it's from Hallmark. Good choice, Greg. Oh, it's a lovely bouquet of flowers. And what's that I see? See's Candies. Yes, Greg chooses the local candy company rather than some national outfit like Russell Stover. Well, if you'll follow me back deeper into the house, we find a trail of rose petals on the ground leading up the stairs. It appears we have a mystery on our hands. Let's follow where it leads, up to a door. And they won't mind if we take a quick peek, and we find... Oh, McKenna, is that a new negligee from Victoria's Secret to add a little extra holiday cheer this Valentine's Day? Well, we better let these two lovebirds get back to whatever it was they were doing before the cameras started rolling. And remember, if you have any special Valentine's Day traditions, maybe even ones that involve the whole neighborhood, let us know at ABC 10 News so we can send a camera crew out to document your joyful moments. Live in Scripps Ranch, I'm Ben Higgins, ABC 10 News.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite things we've ever done.
I'm hoping that really dissuades my bosses from whatever they were planning next month.
I was just thinking, I was like, you know, now you're definitely doing this now.
Bro.
And hey, how about this? If you don't have to do it for Channel 10, you're doing it for us.
100%. I'm Ben Higgins from Ben and Woods. That was amazing. Amazing and did not disappoint. I want to play that again later in the show.
All right, we'll bring it back. We got half the show still to go. Awesome. Good guests coming up, starting with Kirby Yates heading to the Toronto Blue Jays. Got to say our farewells to Kirby. We'll do that next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.